Last time on Save the D8.
I need to ask y'all a question real quick.
Yeah.
Liches are fucking powerful.
That's not a question.
All right, I'll just go get it then.
Wait. We have multiple mage hands here.
Let me think to myself. Does this seem like an emergency worth waiting everybody up for?
Yeah, you were right.
We do have to get back out. So you may still have your chance, David.
I roll flat with a 0. What do you want from me?
To roll better.
Why wouldn't the big baddie be up at the very top?
Brash, you're a criminal. Can't you pick locks? And, hey, just for the audience, because I definitely know, what the fuck is a death worm?
Left off. A undead cursed magical puppet has stolen the voice of Shelly and has escaped out of the room. However, your locate object in trying to find the key still pings for this room.
Did a key also go with the fairy, though? Puppet fairy.
Puppet fairy.
The thing.
Hey, no. That is a little a little offensive. How dare you say that all puppets are fairies?
I was speaking out of character to the DM, but that's fine.
We can tell.
Hey, we've already established that Hagrid is racist, yeah. So that's fine.
Who are you talking to?
The DM?
God, actually.
We also have established that Haven also speaks out loud to God.
I guess that's true. A God
Does
I don't
Haven
believe in.
God? Yeah.
Very strange character trait of mine. It's fine. The key's still in here.
Well, then we just have to look for it.
Okay, but Shelly is very much, like...
Non-speaking. Well...
Whatever's going on with Shelly is going on with Shelly. But the key is in here. We don't need to chase the puppet, except for the fact that Shelly can't speak.
It can't be far, right? It's got little tiny legs.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Okay, Shelly, articulate really, really, like, distinctly, and maybe we can read your lips. Ready?
This is nothing.
Turtles don't have lips.
You're right. He doesn't. They don't have lips. Awful. I don't know.
Yeah, please stop.
They don't have lips.
Okay, just.
Okay.
I'm just going to start looking in the room for a key.
Yeah.
Should we split the party? I can chase after the puppet.
Split the party in this dangerous witch house?
Seems like a great idea. Giddy, go for it. That's a joke. Don't go for it. Stop.
Oh,
stop.
I was headed out the room.
No, I know you were. Stop.
Investigation, dirty 20.
Okay. I want to roll.
I have 15.
I haven't rolled any of my dice. Shit.
If I see stuff, I can't tell you, so.
you can't. You have hands. You can point.
Oh, yeah, that was good as hell. Hold on. Oh, also dirty 20. Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am not an artificer.
With your investigations, Shelly, you are able to find, what is it? It looks like a journal that's been hidden underneath the mattresses. And for both Haven and Peta, you were able to find that in the closet, there is like a little lockbox built into the drawers. But when you go to open it, it kind of, it's locked, so.
Our hands touch trying to open the drawer together.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Do any of you know how to potentially pick a lock?
Oh, yeah. Brash.
I've got
a kid. Yeah, you can do it. Get in here. Get those wiggly fingers in here.
All I have to do is
I hated that. As soon as I said it, I hated it. Can we ignore that I said that?
I really think that maybe, like...
Haven, that was a little out of character for you.
My hands touch both of yours, going for the luck pick. Oh,
my God. Sorry.
Those awesome wiggly fingers.
Why are your hands still here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like touching cold spaghetti.
Which one?
I'm glad we didn't hear that. Okay.
What's this book say?
Oh, here. I will send it to you via Discord.
Hmm. 21 for lockpick.
as you put your picks in, I go, wait, we should check it for trap.
I'm still holding your hand for some reason.
Whose hand?
Yes.
Yes.
That's why we didn't check for traps.
Peta has two hands.
Two hands, one per.
Yes, you are able to unlock it. It was actually just the DC 5. Because it was just made as a child's lock. It's really just a small tumbler, and you're just able to literally just put your tools in and... Oh, real simple.
Oh, it was fine.
Yeah, this time.
And inside you find this silver ornate key that has a little red jewel in, like, the handle head of it.
Well, that was my warm-up lock.
Those wiggly fingers did great. Look, I thought that that's just how y'all talk to each other. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. No, that's my bad.
Well, while they've been doing this, Kitty, what have you been doing?
I'm trying to read over Shelly's shoulder, but it turns out that I can't read.
Wonderful. Everybody, go ahead and give me perception checks with disadvantage.
Did you just say you can't read? That's not true. You can read. We've established
it. Did you say disadvantage?
Perception with disadvantage?
You're all very well distracted.
Oh, that sucks, because that was a natural 20.
I just rolled two sevens.
15.
That's a 10.
9.
Oh, yeah, flat 7. Fuck. 7.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Haunting.
Hello?
The puppet.
Really scary.
Canonically, it's really
using
Shelly's
voice.
So, everyone else is so invested. Brash, you can see this skeletal cat that's kind of curled up over into the side now.
How did you all miss that?
But at the same time, as you now turn around, as all of the stuffed animals that were over in that area with the puppet have now become animated and attack everybody.
Oh my God, fuck.
So, Brash, you're automatically going to be first. Everybody else roll initiative.
Great.
Dirty 24, baby.
7.
Oh, also 7.
Nice.
16.
Thought you were going to stop halfway through that.
Me too. 16.
That's weird.
16. I couldn't do math really quick, so sorry.
I will say the order of operations then as it goes. Brash, you are first because you were able to catch the stuffed animals before they surprised you all. So, what would you like to do first?
Okay, since it was just really suddenly turned around, I just instinctively throw out from my jacket a bunch of glitter, and I cast fairy fire on the animals.
Nice.
On the steffies.
That's so sexy of you.
All right. Is that something that I have to roll for?
Yeah, it's a saving. It's a dex save.
They're probably going to be pretty dexterous.
And that skeletal cat.
These stuffed animals, I tell you.
They got a 10.
That's a fail. So they are all sparkly. And everyone has advantage, and they can't be invisible.
Hot.
Awesome. So, Brash lets out a yelp as you all turn around, and the corner that was full of stuffed animals has now risen up like a wave to engulf you all, and Brash opens their jacket, glitter comes out, and fairy fire lights them all up. So now you have a bunch of burning... stuffed animals, and this really pisses off the undead cat, which goes running out.
Oh, man. The kitty.
No, the cat.
The skeleton cat.
As they all now attack you, I'm going to need strength rolls for everybody for being grappled.
Saves?
Being grappled?
Saves. Yes, saves.
Plus 4 to everyone.
Well, that's a natural 1, but I can re-roll that because I'm a halfling.
Wow. Hell yeah. Wow, I rolled dog shit on that.
19.
15.
Dirty 20.
14.
29.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strong.
So it was the 17.
Fuck!
Damn.
Oh, guys, I just barely made it.
I rolled a natural 6.
It's a good item.
15! Fuck me!
So, Haven and Peta, you are both incapacitated and blinded as you are swarmed by these animated stuffed animals. The rest have all glomped onto the rest. You're not incapacitated or blinded. However, they just start biting you. Somehow they have like needle-like little teeth. Let's see here. For Shelly, I got a 14.
No.
For Brash, I got 21.
Hit.
For Haven, I got an 8.
You have advantage because I'm incapacitated.
Oh, then that's a 20.
Miss.
You just wanted to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
It'd be a higher number, so I can still say no.
Peta, I have a 13.
No.
It's also advantage on Peta. Sorry.
That's an 18 okay. Now.
Yeah, that will hit.
And with Giddy, that is a 22.
It hurts a little bit.
You all take 12 points of piercing damage.
Ow.
I got one grappling me even though I passed the strength check.
We're just not incapacitated.
Yeah, you're not incapacitated or blind.
They're just surrounding
us. But they're still nipping?
Yeah, they're like glomped onto you.
Glomped.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Remember glomping?
Gonna take more than that to glomp me.
Yeah, they used to call me the glomp master.
What that glomp do?
What that glomp do?
Hurt, mostly.
Giddy, yeah. It is now your turn, and
glomp,
you
glomp,
are
9,000. Sorry.
Yeah, you have a bunch of stuffed animals that are just hugging onto you, biting into your flesh.
Ah, shit. Yeah, I'm gonna go into a rage. I was gonna call on Fehu, but we'll save that. Okay. I'm going to go into a rage and do a little fart. Whenever a creature hits you with an attack roll before your rage ends, the creature takes 1d6 force damage. And then I'm going to try to rip the heads off of the stuffies that are on me. Would you just like me to roll strength?
Roll your attack.
All right.
Are you trying to grapple them or what?
No, I'm trying to rip their heads off.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and give me strength. Give me grapple roll.
All right. Well, that is 26 for the first one, the first stuffy. And 26 for the second stuffy.
Damn,
okay,
bro.
So roll me 2d10s.
Okay. That is a 7 and a 3.
All right, yeah, you're able to rip off like half of the stuffed animals' heads off as you rip them off your body and just rip the heads, they'll go flying off. And as you do that, every time you rip a head off, you can see this little wisp of green energy kind of lie out.
They're pretty shoddily made. You can just tear them.
But next up, Peta.
So, being incapacitated...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
You can't take actions.
I can't take actions.
Yeah, when you look at both Haven and Peta, they look like they're just covered in almost a fur suit. Because all of the... They're just completely engulfed in stuffed animals.
Don't you put that evil on me.
I'm totally doing it. Fans, please just make, fan art of that now. Turn them into furries. Go for it.
Fuck. Please.
No. They're like a save I can make or anything?
No.
Or
do I just go, help?
Yep. Okay, great.
Can't take actions or reactions. Yep. Nope, there's not much you can do. You're going to have your buddies help you out on this one.
Cool. Also, none of that damage was necrotic, was it?
Piercing.
No, it's just piercing. All piercing.
Okay. I wasn't listening. I was too busy trying to figure out what the fuck incapacitated meant.
Incapacitated.
Yeah.
Well, next up is Haven.
Fuck off. Next. Who's next?
So you just hear fuck off, and then next is Shelly.
Well, we don't
okay,
hear.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, I got a question.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Ralithim's psychic glance only requires a vocal component. It says... You unleash a shimmering lance of psychic power from your forehead at a creature that you can see within range. Alternatively, you can utter a creature's name, which leads me to believe I can silently shoot it if I'm not saying a creature's name.
Wait, didn't it...
What do you think?
Well, it says you can say the creature's name, or doesn't it say you have to say the spell out loud?
That's the question. So it says there's a vocal component, but it says alternatively you can utter a creature's name, which leads me to believe that I can do it without my voice if I'm not saying a creature's name.
Well, does that mean that
it says a vocal component.
Yeah, well, does that mean that you can target a creature that isn't in range if you speak their name?
I mean, I could do that too, yeah.
Mm. I think that's the alternative, yeah.
I think that's what that was meaning by it.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, why use the sorcery points? Why start now? I've never done it before.
I'm gonna do something else that still uses them. Okay, so first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna use a sorcery point and cast Sword Burst.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's every creature within 5 feet of me has a dex save.
Okay.
We gotta be 14.
Is anybody else near you?
We are all within 10 feet of each other, so it really depends on DM.
I was standing directly behind Shelly reading over their shoulder.
It's a dex save.
Sure.
It says creature.
I'm a creature.
If it's not of your choosing, then it would be...
That's all right. It was a natural 20.
Yeah, 20 for them.
Okay. I guess that thing happens then. It doesn't say half damage. Anyways. Okay, so then I'm also going to use a sorcery point to do another one. And then another sorcery point to do it without speaking.
Hey, let's go.
Sorcery points.
I'm casting blur on myself, so attack rolls against me are at disadvantage.
Okay. You go to cast another spell and you cast blur. What level's blur again?
Second.
Right. Second level? Okay. You cast second level spell blur, and everybody, now you can see Shelly suddenly begins getting very hazy. They kind of start like shifting all over the place. Like their whole body is just kind of vibrating very.
It's like you got glaucoma looking at me.
Well, Haven and I can't. We're just surrounded by stuffies.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. And then I need a wild magic.
11.
Okay, nothing happens. And then that is the end of that first round. We're at the top of the second round, and now we are with Brash. Brash, what would you like to do?
Okay, so with these large amounts of creatures, am I targeting a single one in these attacks, or am I, like, targeting groups of stuffies?
Yeah, you could target groups. Just narrate how you're doing it, of targeting groups.
Okay, I don't know if all these stuffies have ears, but I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers on the group of stuffies that are surrounding Haven, and just hope they hear something in their head that tells them to disassemble. And that is a saving of wisdom. Wisdom save.
That's a 13.
That's a fail.
Ooh.
So they take 12 psychic damage, and they must immediately use their reaction to move as far as the speed away allows away from me.
You cast your Dissonant Whispers, and suddenly, Haven, you feel all of the stuffies on you just start violently shaking, and suddenly, like fluff, just all pop, and now, Haven, you're completely free, and there's all this fluff in the air, as well as...
Like blowing away from me. It's still trying to get away, despite being just a little... fluffs.
Yeah, and you can see all these little green wisps happening off. But it's another wild magic.
Right. That's an 11.
Back to back 11s. Nice.
Paid us higher initiative than me, so. Unfortunately, Alex is getting another.
Oh, sorry, I did the order wrong. Sorry, Peta. Thanks for hanging out with
us. That's all right. That's all right. I got it. Don't worry.
Now, it's the creature's attack. They are going to attack again, just bite down on all of you. So for Peta, that is a 13.
No.
And then for Shelly, that's a 21.
Yeah.
And then big old 9.
No.
Fucking blur. And then for Giddy, that's an 8.
How many more do I have on me?
You got about half of them off of you. If you took damage, it was gonna be half damage to whatever I rolled.
All right.
Since they didn't do anything, I guess they just kind of like bit into you, and they're just holding on now that way through their bites.
Ooh, they
coming like...
Well, we have to skip Peta. You're still incapacitated.
Oh, they didn't bite me.
Oh, but yeah. You went already.
I didn't get mine off me. I just
freed. That's
got
right.
Off me.
Sorry.
I didn't get my bites.
Excuse me, DM.
Where are my nibbles?
That's fair.
Hello. Where are my nibbles?
Are you biting
18.
Me?
That's a hit.
Sorry. And that's 14 piercing damage.
Yeah, ow.
Ouch.
So the ones on Brash are really biting into Brash now because they've realized Brash is a big threat because they just blew all their friends up.
That's fair.
Well, I'm actually, because I see that Haven is now free of fluff, I'm going to charge my way. Oh, you know, I have these stuffies on my legs like children holding on, and I am just making my way towards Peta, and I'm just going to stuff my hands through the stuffies and put my arms under the armpits and pull straight up. Uppies!
Just uppies.
Just uppies. I love that.
Okay, I will...
It's a strength check?
Yeah, but I'm going to give you disadvantage on it.
Well, I'm going to use my bonus action to imbue Fehu by my luck emblem or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the plus d4.
I mean, okay. It's a, you have it, in Rage Judge, you have advantage on strength checks anyway.
But plus a d4. So
oh, yeah, it's just
plus
it's a straight roll. Straight roll plus a d4.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, Peda, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh. That is 15.
With a d4?
Yeah.
Dog shit roll.
It was. I rolled a 6.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You are able to get half the stuffies off when you pull Peda from
I'm just violently shaking Peda till the stuffies fall off.
You get half of them off, so they are no longer incapacitated. However, you weren't able to get the ones on the top, so they're still blinded.
No, no, not incapacitated. That's really all I get.
Your arms are just like wildly flailing.
It's kind of like that scene with the Lion King where you just see Giddy pick Peta up and lift him up in the air and just start shaking them violently.
Oh my god.
Oh.
And stuffies are going flying
baby.
Everywhere.
Shaking baby!
No, I'm just a baby, please!
Yeah, but you're drowning in stuffies. I have to do something.
No, oh, I appreciate you. You're so sweet.
And now, Peta, it is your turn. You're no longer incapacitated, so you can do something now.
So, they're still on my face.
Yeah.
Yes, you are blinded.
I just grab one and pull it off, but I'm casting Shock and Grasp to get it off of me. Or two. I don't know how many are on my face. I'm small.
It's one. It's the one that's on your face is literally just a teddy bear.
Yeah. Just Shock and Grasping it. Just trying to get it off. Please, dear God in heaven. 21.
Yes.
Okay.
With your shocking grasp, you are able to pull it off as you set it on fire from the arcing energy from your hands going between it. But now you're no longer blinded.
Cool, because I did not like that. Oh, who's all hurting?
Everyone is taking damage.
Okay, I'm just going to just shout, well, this sucks. And everybody gets 8 points of healing back.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, because my little eye kind of glows and shoots stuff out.
Cool.
Peta's eye glows as they look over everybody. This beam shoots out and hits you, and you feel yourself suddenly slightly revitalized.
Oh.
This is why I didn't have toys growing up.
A lot to unpack there.
And that's my turn.
Now it is Haven's turn.
Yeah. So what are we looking at? Who like
just Shelly and me?
Shelly and Brash have some. Giddy has a couple on their legs. Is that right?
Yeah, their legs are so covered they kind of look like the Ultimate Warrior back in the 80s when they had those really fuzzy boots that went all the way up to the hips.
Wow, what a timely reference that people are for sure going to get.
That's the best way I can picture it in my mind.
Sure.
And then Peta's just covered from the top on up.
Right, and being shook. Sure. Yeah, the two of you look like you have that in hand, so I guess I'll return the favor to Brash. I just go, hold very still. And I just sort of surgically try to stab these things without stabbing Brash.
Okay, make your attack rolls.
You got advantage.
I do have advantage, and I will use it, which is good. I'm putting these dice away. God damn, that was shit. To hit bad, I think it's like a 13.
Okay.
On that first one.
13 hits.
Oh, does it? Okay. Oh, yeah. They're very small. I gotta roll other dice because that was fucking crazy. Yeah, there we go. Natural 20.
Brash, make me a dex save.
Do you get a d4 because you're next to Haven or something?
You get a plus 4.
Yeah, it's not even d4. It's a straight up plus 4.
That's hot.
20, 25.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I'm very good with my sword.
And I'm dexterous.
And you are dexterous. Man, we make a great team.
Roll your damage.
Ah, yes. Where the fuck?
Oh my god, everyone's missing dice.
Where's my... I have an 8. Where's my other 8? Okay. Also, I have... Sorry, at 11, I got a new thing for my...
Anytime someone's missing dice again, I'm going to take another shot.
Oh god, you're going to die.
Well, I lost all my dice, so
no.
Oh
my dice. Where are my dice at?
All right.
No. Oh my god, Evan.
What have you done?
Okay. Happy
Saturday. You're gonna fuck around. I will.
Oh god.
I will find out.
It's gonna be a one episode recording sesh today, everyone.
Yep.
Evan blacked out.
Evan, do I need to separate out my radiant damage?
No.
Is that okay? Great. So that's gonna be. Oh, fuck.
I killed him with like 12. So.
Yeah, that's an insane amount of damage that I just did for that. Okay, so that first hit is going to be 22 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, oh my god, overkill. Is fucking 20 points of slashing damage.
So, Haven, with your sword, you are able to try to slice away at these furry minions of death. However, the fuzzies keep trying to pull Brash into the sword when you do it. Yeah. However, Brash, also having the dexterous skills that they have, are able to also move with it, so it's they help you out at the same time. And like a barber shaving, you are able to easily shave all of these fuzzies off of Brash, and they are completely free of all fuzzies now.
You good?
Let me check the cape. All right. Yeah, we're good.
All right. And I'll move so that I'm next to Shelly.
Okay. Then it is Shelly's turn.
I'd like to get central to as many fuzzies as I can. Stuffies, whatever we're calling them.
Okay. You're gonna waddle on over to Giddy, because it's pretty much you, Giddy, and Pay that have these fuzzies on them.
I'm going to do the same thing as last time, try a sword burst. So it's a dex save.
Okay.
Within 5 feet.
Okay. I'm good at these.
I'm not.
I don't think they're near you, Haven.
I think I walked away.
Oh, you walked. I went over to you to help you, and you walked away from me?
Get away from me. Yeah.
Cool. All right, fine.
All right, they got 12.
That's a fail.
And what did Peta and Giddy get?
19. What are we rolling?
Dex.
You're rolling dex.
You have advantage because you're in a rage, and also plus 4.
I do. That is going to be 24.
Okay, for the stuffed animals, that's 12 force damage.
Are these spells?
They're cantrips.
Oh, okay, great.
Cantrips don't set it off. So somehow Sully waddles over to you both and see them start trying to say something, and of course nothing comes out, and then suddenly all of the fuzzies just get pushed off of all of you and get slashed in the air, just cut to ribbons. And now you are all just covered in fluff as more of the little green wisps take off. And there are no more fuzzies.
Great. We should probably figure out where that dummy went.
Man, oh, right. I'll keep waving the journal around because I still got it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can I?
What are you trying to tell
whoever
us, boy?
Whoever wants to read it.
I do.
Timmy's in the well?
There's a lot.
Wait, did we? Which way did the ventriloquist dummy go?
Out the window.
Out the window. Can I just look out there and see if, what it looks like? If I see anywhere that it would have gone?
Sure, poke your head out and give me investigation or perception.
Oh, boy. That's a 10.
With that, you can see that there are claw marks that look like they have crawled out the window and along the side, heading east towards the library.
Okay, well, good news. We haven't hit the library yet, right? That's where we're going next?
Mm.
Or eventually? Okay, so hopefully we are going the same way as we go.
Well, yeah, I figured that this puppet is going to stay at least on this floor, so we just don't go anywhere until we kill the puppet.
Sure. So we can go to the other room and possibly
great.
Meet back up.
Don't worry, Shelly. We're going to fix this. Yeah.
Stop.
All right. How's everyone feeling? Everyone feeling all right? You guys doing okay?
I'm great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just reading this journal real quick.
Shelly does thumbs up.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, let's
DM, do I know what these ingredients are for?
That would be another arcana.
Bray, who's read this? I was looking out the window. Anything?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at it. That doesn't look good.
No. Frankly, I'm afraid I do know what it's for.
Go ahead. I mean, this looks kind of necromancy, raised from the dead sort of shit, right?
That's what I'm saying. It seems like it might be the instructions of what to drink to become a lich. Well, but don't quote me on that, because God is not present to tell me if I'm right or not.
So wait, you think this is... Oh no, you think this is part of the ritual to become a lich?
Yeah. Well, you remember how when we were coming in here, I was telling you that the person that I'm trying to get this book from is a lich?
Right. No, I remember that.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
This recipe doesn't look that complicated to me.
it doesn't, which is that's almost not more good. Terrifying.
Right, no. That's exactly what I'm saying. That seems bad.
Yeah.
Is this the diary of the person you're looking for?
Yeah.
Poppins?
Well,
it looks like the child of the person we're looking for.
What is it? Poppins? Poppy? What is this name?
Poppins?
Poppins. That probably makes more sense.
Poppins and Lynn.
Stupid name.
Yeah, but DM, I rolled a 27 for these ingredients.
Yes, you do know that that is a list for the potion that needs to be taken in order to become a lich.
Fuck!
A lich list, if you will.
However, you notice that on the list itself, it leaves out quite a few things.
Okay.
So what it says on the list itself is it says arsenic, 2 drops of the purest distillate, belladonna, 1 drop of the purest distillate, blood, 1 quart of a unicorn, yearling, or pegasus foal. Has to actually be dead unicorn, yearling, or pegasus foal that was killed by a wyvern. Blood, 1 quart of a humanoid that was killed by a phase spider. Blood of 1 quart of a vampire or vampire spawn. Reproductive glands of 7 giant moths. Venom of a phase spider within 30 minutes. Venom from a wyvern within 30 minutes. And the heart of one of your most dearest.
Oh, the kid.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
All liches sacrifice their children. That's all I have to say.
Their children or their true loves, usually.
I don't think that's
so
true.
So you're saying that they didn't know the whole ingredient list yet?
No, well, but the child didn't.
I would say, given the fact it's a kid, they probably didn't really know what it was for. And especially given that the last entry is having a really amazing day with their dad. And that he's going to tell him a bedtime story in his private library makes me think that shenanigans were afoot.
What is this date relative to where we are now of the last entry?
It doesn't have the year on it. It just has
That's true. We wouldn't know that much. But
it is 569.
Nice.
Yes.
What does that
nice.
Mean?
That is the year.
Oh, yeah. We don't know what the year is in this place that we're currently.
Peta does.
Right? Yeah, Peta does.
What do I know?
What's the year that we're currently in right now?
Oh, it's 1673.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's 1,100 years ago.
It might be too late.
Seems fine. Yeah. To save the kid? Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's probably too late.
Unless maybe he turned the kid into the lich. Probably not, but...
Be quite generous.
I'm going to assume not.
I'm going to assume not either, since apparently he was the one that was sick. But, you know, I like to maintain an open mind about these things.
Well, that's... Okay. All right. Well, let's keep moving then.
Well, all right. Where do you want to move to?
Hold on. I also found the name of the puppet. Its name is Echo.
Echo.
Ah. Oh. Shelly. You can psychic lance that thing. Right? Since you have its name?
Yeah.
You can't talk.
I don't say that out loud.
you nod.
Well, but doesn't that... I'm no expert on your spells or anything. But doesn't that make it so that you know where it is?
It's got to be within range. It's 120 feet.
It's possible.
Also, just because I'm going to forget, there's the hidden door in the library that's opened up with a blue book.
Hidden door, library, blue book. Got it.
Okay.
Wow. You got a lot of information out of that.
Wow.
I'm reading it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Reading is crazy.
I can teach you if you really need to know.
No, I know how to read.
Oh, well, I wasn't sure.
All right, let's move on to the next place. Let's not waste your spell, Shelly, since we don't know for sure that it's there. But if it, you know, tries to make a run for it again, that's a good maybe thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, where would you like to move on to next? Would you like to move on to the library, or would you like to do a little other investigation around the area?
Well, should we go after the puppet?
It looks like it's crawled over to the library.
My ping for that locate object pinged in the library as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We took the other key.
I have a key.
We have a key. The other key is in the library, but there's other rooms, right?
Yes, there are some other rooms, and there's also the garden. There's an overlook for the garden on the second floor, because you decided to skip it on the first floor.
I'm just saying, we got a lot of information out of this one thing. There could be more information about the lich and stuff in other rooms.
True.
I mean, in the library, but...
This was his house, so if there's going to be anything, this would be the place to find it.
Right. Maybe should we look around somewhere other than the library first?
Yeah, I mean, Shelly, how do you feel?
Oh, that's true. Maybe let's go to the library, kill the puppet, and then maybe look at the other rooms?
I mean, the other rooms are right there next to you right now, so...
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, I'm just trying to figure out whether the DM is trying to lead us into something that he built that could be helpful, or whether he's just trying to lead us into, hey, I want you to do another fight because I hate you.
I'm not a wise
character,
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
It could be any or either.
It could be literally either of those things.
Mm-hmm. I would go to the library.
I'm too chaotic, you don't know what I'm going to do.
Truly.
But I'm a railroader.
Right,
on that train.
I built a character that is like, let's look at the things the DM built for us, but that backfires on me occasionally, and I don't know which way to trust, lads, so I'm going to leave this up to the group. Where do we go?
I'd say flip a coin, but...
Fuck you. I didn't fucking ask you, did I? I said the group.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, the group, you just see Haven still just screaming out into nothing.
Haven's just flipping off the air. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Who are you talking
hey,
to?
Hey, remember when I was cursed at the very beginning of the campaign? This is what the curse was.
Well,
and we just never fixed it.
If I may, we have a little bit more information currently about things that are in the library. And the library might have things that give us more information about other things in the other rooms. So I think it would probably make the most sense to start there and then go about our merry way.
Sure. You know, I miss Shelley's witty banter. So let's do that first.
We haven't gotten a one-liner in so long, and I'm starting to jones for it, you know? That's a great point. Shelley, give us a one-liner, Shelley.
Okay. Yeah, there it is.
Horrible.
There it is.
Horrible. All right, yeah, let's go to the library.
As you leave the room, perception.
That is going to be 18 for me.
Mm-hmm.
15.
17.
I'm here to not see shit, and that's a promise.
Also,
three.
My passive perception is 18.
Peta and Giddy, you can hear the sounds of chanting coming from the garden once you leave the room.
Can we look out the window?
There's not a window from there.
Guys, I think God really wants us to go to the garden.
I can make a window. Punch his wall.
Okay. Ah,
we're on the second floor also, so that's a problem for later.
You
want to
punch that wall? Go for it.
I punched the wall.
Don't punch the wall!
Oh my God.
God damn, Giddy, what are you doing?
Too late. That is 18 to hit.
Okay. Yeah, roll your damage.
The whole fight, all the chanting looks up. They're like, hey, my fucking wall.
It's a 9.
Okay, Giddy, you punch the wall, and when you do, you bust through the stone and some of the brick.
Oh my God.
Falls away.
Jesus. Giddy.
Ow, 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 ow.
This is not
ow,
a structurally ow, sound building.
You can see into the room next to Poppins.
You didn't even do it to the outside? You just did it to another room? You dumb bitch.
I thought it was the outside.
Yeah, no.
I thought I was punching a window through the outside.
No, they punched the wall next to Poppins' room, and they knock away some of the brick, and now you can see inside the room.
Oh. All right. Well, I take a look inside the room through the window I created.
Investigation.
Sometimes we're just saying things, and we don't really mean to do things.
I can't see things.
Get out of the way. Let Brash do it. Brash, look in there.
I got a 5, just in case you were wondering.
There's too much dust that gets in your eyes, and it makes you sneeze because there is a little bit of lime that is a cousin to salt.
Isk. All right, get out of the way. Get out of the way.
Come here, sweetie.
I got a 9. Oh, my God. What is with this place?
Goodness.
There's asbestos in here. Do you have asbestos in your plane? Stay away from it in your buildings. Just saying.
I don't know what that is.
It might be a tiefling thing. I
mean,
know,
they did make
it.
This palace to be fireball proof, so.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Write that down.
Well, I'm glad you punched a window, Giddy. We can't fucking see what's in there, so what a waste of our time. Let's move on.
What the fuck is happening? Where are we going? Where are we?
To the library.
Neither of us could see through a fucking hole you punched in the wall, so we're moving on.
Didn't that hole lead to the room we were just in?
Yeah,
no,
but this
it's just
was
like
really
a small
dusty.
Window. I mean, if you want to take a look in there, you're more than welcome to, Peta.
I'll hold you up.
Try.
I pick up Peta.
Yeah.
All
right, now you try.
Okay, is it investigation or perception?
I'll give you, either one. I'll give you either one to you.
Okay. Okay, well, 17 plus 9.
There we go, finally.
That's really good.
This is
Peito, you are lifted up by Giddy, and you're able to look inside. And the hole is actually big enough where you can actually fit your head through.
Just blow away the asbestos.
And inside the room, you can see a very ornate bed. There's lots of books that are stacked in piles. There's also a table that looks like it's full of writing, like a lot of like sciency kind of stuff, herbs, mechanical inventions, kinds of deals with that. And you can also see that there's one stack of books that looks to be extremely well read compared to everything else.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Yeah, it's next to the bed, and it looks like it's a few books of a young adult series called Gluck.
Gluck?
Gluck. You got something to say, Monica?
Young adult, emphasis on the adult.
I feel the ghost of Nancy Reagan in here with us on this night.
Is there like a door that people can get through here?
Yeah, it's right next to you.
Yeah. Just, you can put me down, Giddy.
Yeah, we could have just, if we were doing all this, we could have just opened the door.
Literally!
Like, what are we doing?
If it's any consolation, did I see any, like, if I, like, kind of, like, look over, is there any trap mechanism on the door?
Nope. Or, nope, you didn't see any trap mechanism.
Are there any stuffed animals in here?
No.
Okay.
Not to be gender specific, but you would feel this is more
gender
of a...
specific.
I'm gender Atlantic.
We didn't hear that.
Gender Atlantic. Sorry.
There are actually seven genders, one for each of the seas.
Yeah.
Seven genders.
The Baltic gender, yeah.
Yeah, Giddy, you can put me down. I think we can just go in.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
Do you want to go through
You're
the hole?
Strong.
I start to force you through the hole.
I mean, I kind of got, like, the Pixar mom bod, so I don't think my hips can fit through.
Winnie the Pooh you through the window?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think I'll take the door. Thank you,
though,
sweetie.
The door.
Is there something worth... Are we... Okay, what are we doing?
The herbs are of interest, I suppose.
The books... Did you not just see what one little diary was able to give us information-wise? Also, I want that young novel for my collection.
Okay. Yeah, you all go inside the room?
I'm gonna be at the door and watch outside the door.
All right, I'm immediately doing that psychic glance, silently.
Okay. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
So, those who enter into the room, which is Peta, Giddy, and Haven?
Yes.
You enter inside the room. There is the desk. It has many different herbs. Peta, from your original investigation, you can tell that a lot of these herbs have to do with alchemy. Quite a bit there. Looks like there's a lot of instructions there on trying to build some kind of mechanical means of like a very basic elevator. Also looks like that there's some kind of runic incantations that they're trying to do for animating armor or some kind of like what is it, something that is not living, to kind of give it some animation, or even the ability to like maybe speak or copy voices and stuff like that. For the rest of the room, you can see that there is a weapon rack that has several different swords on it. One of them is missing, and the biggest thing for any of you to notice is for Haven, you can notice that young adult series that is there on there only has 5 volumes. You have the same series you bought back in Afterthought.
Ah.
And the series has 10.
Subscription ran out. Obviously.
I was just going to say that those books were written after the person stopped living.
That's exactly.
Does that mean, I don't know, does that mean anything to me, DM?
I mean, I'm just giving you the information for it.
All right. Well, that doesn't mean anything to me, DM.
Yeah. And then there are some notes that are also written down for stuff if you all would like to read them.
Yes, please.
Some is written in common, and then some look to be written in another language that is difficult to read. What you could probably ascertain is Elvish.
I can read Elvish.
So can I.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then from the notes you can read that these are the personal scientific notes of Foxen.
They were in the diary.
Right, isn't that the dad?
I don't think it's the dad. I think it was like a servant or something.
Oh, you're right. They name Foxen.
Mm-hmm.
In the notes, you can see that there's quite a few instances where they talk about the alchemy not working so well and how they want to try to bring better inventions to help make Visigoth a better place, especially for the people, as pushed by their father and mother, as that's what they're supposed to do as royals, looking out for the people. But they are starting to get a bit nervous because their father will only speak to them after returning from a quest heading over into the Jaw Mountain line, and has become much more distant, maybe a bit mad, as they've asked him to procure several different types of ingredients that typically they don't have. And they've begun to worry that they might need to confront their father for what is happening, because they have an idea of what might be going on.
Well, I take all those and I just put them in my bag.
Okay. And now that you're in this next room, everybody else who couldn't hear the chanting, you can now hear the chanting.
Do I punch a hole in the wall here?
No.
Not yet.
Just punch to get back out. Just punch the hole you punched.
No. Don't do... No. We don't want to draw the attention of the people chanting down in the...
Yeah.
Is there a window in this room?
There is.
Can I look out the window?
Be sneaky sure. About it.
Wow, look at us problem solving.
Yeah, I mean, give me perception, but if you definitely want to have not people catch you, that will also need a stealth.
All right, perception is 16, stealth is 4.
You know, I'm right over here. I'm right by the door.
You didn't come in.
I was percepting the other way. No one said you're looking out windows.
I asked.
Later. I didn't know we weren't allowed.
I asked if I could punch a hole in the wall for a window, and then I realized there was an actual window.
Uh-huh. But they're chanting. Surely they're not going to look up. What are you doing, Giddy? Bashing your head through the fucking window? Like,
don't say that. Don't say that.
Surely they're not looking up. They've got other things to do. Before this happens, DM, I do want to ask, do I recognize this chanting as something we've heard before, like by the witches or any languages?
Nope.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Well, I tried.
It is in common, but it's a bit imperceptible.
Oh, okay. They're so far away that it's incoherent, so they shouldn't be able to see
me. Definitely not going to be able to see you.
Well, they just don't enunciate. I don't know.
Or maybe they think you're a ghost.
Looks scary up there.
Spooky. I mean, what? I guess it's not bad if they.
I mean,
stop
if you want, go ahead, give
up,
me
whatever.
Performance.
No, don't you? Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Ah, come on.
What? God, I mean,
damn,
just
giddy.
In case they do see me. I did roll 4. Hey, that's a good performance. That's 16.
It's adequate.
I'm holding my performance for if someone looks at me.
Okay. So here's what happens. Giddy, you see the window. You go up to it and you go to open it. However, you didn't realize about how flimsy this window is. And how strong you are. And the window goes swinging open, and you smash the glass inside of it as it hits the outside wall.
No.
And as you look out there, you can see there's about 25 ghostly wraith-like figures.
Rats.
All like a glowing in this the same kind of green energy that you'd seen before. And they're all chanting, and then the smash happens. And now suddenly they all look up and they see you.
Performance. I'm a demon.
First thing you think in your mind is you think of ghost and you perform as if you're a ghost. However, the rest of them down there, let me see what they
are. Are ghosts.
They're like, who the fuck is this guy?
You know,
we don't know him.
You're supposed to be down here.
They look up and they see you, and Giddy's like.
I wish the audio medium could see you.
Very funny.
And you swear you can hear one of them go, oh, it's just another fucking zombie. And they go back.
G-O-R-N-G-O.
And the ground
B-I-N-G-O?
Starts to that. Shudder.
Oh, shit, it was his name-o!
Just split open.
It was his name-o! No!
and a skeletal Cerberus comes out of the ground.
That doesn't seem like our problem. We're up here.
Back away from the window.
Yes. Now remember, only Giddy sees this.
Yeah.
There's a like a skeleton dog, but with three heads. And
get away from the window.
Okay, sweetie, let's go.
What was its name?
Bingo.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Fucking stupid name.
Let's go.
Really quick, I'm just gonna like hold Haven back a skosh and just be like, come here.
I bend down. Yes?
Is there something going on between you and Bash?
Brash?
Brash. I don't know their names.
No.
Oh, well, if we live through this, there could be something going on between us.
Save the D8.
So we can try this if we have to. Our panic button.
I'm not very strong, but I can try to throw the thing.
Got a big shield, like you're asking for people to stab you.
Let's bump those numbers, team. Let's bump those numbers.
Well, just assuming that puppet is in the library, don't we want Shelly's voice back before we try to deal with a giant skeleton dog?
God damn it, I wanted that fucking saving throw!
Can everyone get on board with a wild magic growth mindset, please?
I don't know why I didn't think of that earlier.
Bitch!
Stop trying to get us to destroy things that we're not destroying. Damn it.
Everybody watch your toes.
Hate you bitches so much.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.